Good morning, Lewis. I hope you had a great weekend. Guess what? LEGO officially opened their first Legoland in Shanghai. It is pretty big, one of the largest in the world.
Oh, really? That is so cool. I was wondering how they are going to attract visitors given the current economic climate in China. But this park is huge, right?
It is. They have a LEGO replica of the Great Wall and the city's skyline. The park has over 75 rides and uses 85 million bricks. Fiona Eastwood, the CEO of Merlin Entertainment, said it's a big moment for them.
I see. So, it's a joint venture with the local government. That must be a smart move. China's theme park industry is the second largest in the world. But how are they managing to expand with the current consumer spending situation?
Bait Chang, an economist at Ecom, said that in first-tier cities, people have the spending power and are looking for high-quality experiences. So even if the economy is struggling, they still want these attractions.
That makes sense. But it's a big test for Legoland, given the high prices and location. I wonder how they will compete with other big names like Disneyland and Universal Studios in Beijing.
Disneyland Shanghai is already working on a Spider-Man section, and Warner Bros. Discovery is planning a Harry Potter studio tour in 2027. There's a lot of competition.
And Hasbro just announced a $330 million Peppa Pig-themed park near Shanghai. That is a huge investment. How do you think Legoland will manage to stand out?
Well, they are trying to blend in local culture. For example, they have go-karts with the logo of Chinese car maker BYD and figures of classic Chinese characters like the Monkey King. That could help them connect with local visitors.
Right, but the challenge is that domestic competitors are integrating local culture too. Chen Shenyu from China Insights Consultancy said foreign IP-based parks benefit from supportive policies but still face challenges.
Exactly, and with the current consumer climate, as Hugh Johnston from Disney mentioned, people are tightening their belts. So, Legoland has to offer something unique and high quality to keep visitors coming.
It's an interesting move, given that construction started in 2021. The partnership with the local government dates back to 2019, before the pandemic. That's a bold strategy, considering the market was already crowded then.
Yes, and they are betting on the emotional and experience-driven consumption of young consumers. That's a key demographic for them.
I wonder how this will play out in the long run. It's definitely a big test for Legoland. But if they can provide a unique and high-quality experience, they might just succeed.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, but it's an exciting development for the theme park industry in China.